This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not medical advice. Peptides discussed in this episode are research compounds and are not approved by the FDA for the treatment of fatigue or low energy. Always consult a qualified healthcare professional before starting any new compound or protocol. Today, we are talking about energy, real energy, not just caffeine-fueled jittery, white-knuckling your way through the day energy. I'm talking about cellular energy, brain clarity, the kind of steady output that makes you feel like yourself again. If you are in your 40s, juggling work, family, stress hormones, and maybe even perimenopause knocking at your door, you know exactly what I mean when I say that fatigue hits different now. Energy is not just about sleep. It is not just about willpower. At a biological level, energy is about mitochondria. Mitochondria are the power plants inside your cells. They take the food you eat and convert it into ATP, which is the currency your body uses to do literally everything. When mitochondria are functioning well, you feel resilient, sharp, motivated, and physically capable. When they are not, you feel foggy, heavy, and drained. So today we are diving into peptides that support energy by working at the cellular, hormonal, and neurological levels. Let us start with MOSC. MOSC is a mitochondrial-derived peptide. That means it is encoded within mitochondrial DNA, not nuclear DNA like most proteins. That alone is fascinating. MOSC has been studied for its ability to regulate metabolic function, improve insulin sensitivity, and enhance cellular energy production. Think of it as a signal that tells your cells to become more efficient at using fuel. When metabolic flexibility improves, your body becomes better at switching between burning glucose and burning fat. That shift can translate into more stable energy levels, less crashing, less brain fog, more endurance during workouts. Many people describe MOSC as giving them a clean, sustained energy that feels metabolic rather than stimulant-based. Now let us talk about NAD+. While not technically a peptide, it is often included in peptide protocols for energy optimization. NAD+ is a coenzyme found in every cell of your body. It plays a central role in mitochondrial function and ATP production. NAD levels naturally decline as we age. That decline is associated with fatigue, slower recovery, and cognitive dullness. Supporting NAD levels can enhance cellular respiration. When your cells are better at generating ATP, your overall energy capacity improves. Some people report improved mental clarity, better workout recovery, and even improved mood when supporting NAD pathways. It is not about feeling wired. It is about feeling restored. Next, we need to talk about growth hormone secretagogues like sermorelin, ipamorelin, and tesamorelin. These peptides stimulate your body's own production of growth hormone. Growth hormone influences sleep quality, body composition, recovery, and overall vitality. When growth hormone levels are optimized within physiological ranges, people often report deeper sleep and better morning energy. That is because growth hormone secretion is tightly linked to slow-wave sleep. If you are not getting restorative sleep, your daytime energy will suffer no matter how much coffee you drink. Improved recovery also means less systemic inflammation and less soreness. When your body is not constantly trying to repair itself in a stress state, you have more bandwidth for performance. Now let us shift to brain-focused peptides. C-Max is one that often comes up in conversations about mental energy. C-Max is a synthetic peptide derived from adrenocorticotropic hormone fragments. It has been studied for its neuroprotective and cognitive enhancing properties. Users often describe enhanced focus, improved motivation, and mental stamina. If you feel mentally exhausted rather than physically tired, supporting brain-derived neurotrophic factor pathways may help. C-Max has been associated with increased BDNF expression. BDNF supports neuronal growth and plasticity. A brain that adapts and repairs efficiently tends to perform better. C-Lank is another peptide sometimes paired with C-Max. C-Lank is more calming in nature, but that calm can indirectly improve energy. When anxiety is reduced, cognitive resources are freed up. Mental energy improves when your nervous system is not in constant fight or flight. let us talk about AOD9604. While often discussed for fat metabolism, improved body composition can indirectly influence energy. Carrying excess visceral fat is metabolically stressful. Reducing that burden can improve insulin sensitivity and inflammatory markers. When inflammation drops, energy often rises. Another peptide worth mentioning is thymosin alpha-1. This peptide supports immune modulation. If you find yourself constantly fighting off illness or dealing with chronic low-grade inflammation, immune support can dramatically influence your energy baseline. The immune system is incredibly energy demanding. When it is overactive or dysregulated, fatigue often follows. Then there is BPC-157 and TB-500. These are primarily discussed for tissue repair and injury recovery. But pain is exhausting. Chronic inflammation is exhausting. If your body is constantly signaling distress, your nervous system remains on alert. Supporting repair and reducing inflammatory load can indirectly improve your energy levels. We also need to address GLP-1 receptor agonists and related peptides. While primarily used for metabolic regulation and appetite control, improving blood sugar stability can have a profound effect on energy. Blood sugar spikes and crashes are one of the most common causes of afternoon fatigue. Stabilizing glucose means fewer roller coaster dips. Hormonal balance is another huge factor. Kisspeptin and other reproductive axis-related peptides influence luteinizing hormone and follicle-stimulating hormone signaling. In perimenopause and menopause, fluctuating estrogen and progesterone levels can contribute to fatigue. Supporting hormonal signaling may indirectly stabilize energy, mood, and motivation. Now I want to pause and emphasize something important. No peptide can outwork poor lifestyle foundations. Sleep, nutrition, resistance training, sunlight exposure, and stress management are not optional. They are the base layer. Peptides are tools. They are not magic. If you are not sleeping at least 7 hours per night, your growth hormone pulses are compromised. If you are not eating enough protein, you are not giving your body the building blocks it needs to repair. If you are not moving, mitochondrial density declines. The most powerful energy protocol always begins with fundamentals. Let us talk about stacking strategies conceptually. Some people combine a mitochondrial support peptide like MoC with a growth hormone secretagogue and NAD support. That approach targets cellular production, recovery, and sleep quality simultaneously. Others may focus on cognitive enhancement with CMAX while addressing metabolic health with GLP-related peptides. The key is understanding your root cause. Are you tired because of poor sleep? Are you tired because of hormonal shifts? Are you tired because of insulin resistance? Are you tired because of chronic stress? The solution should match the problem. There is also the psychological aspect of energy. When you feel in control of your health, motivation rises. Taking intentional action often shifts mindset. That alone can influence perceived energy levels. The mind and body are not separate systems. They communicate constantly. Let us talk briefly about safety. More is not better. Physiological optimization is different from pushing extremes. The goal is not super physiological levels. The goal is restoration. Working with appropriate dosing strategies and monitoring biomarkers when possible is critical. Energy is also cyclical. Women especially may experience monthly shifts even in perimenopause. Tracking patterns can provide insight into when additional support might be beneficial. Another factor often overlooked is inflammation from gut dysfunction. While not always addressed directly by peptides, improving gut integrity and reducing inflammatory triggers can amplify the benefits of any energy protocol. I want to bring this back to something practical. Imagine waking up without that heavy dread. Imagine stable focus through the afternoon. Imagine finishing a workout and feeling energized rather than depleted. That is what optimized cellular function feels like. Peptides that support mitochondrial health, hormonal balance, sleep quality, immune regulation, and cognitive resilience can each play a role, but they work best when layered thoughtfully on top of strong foundations. Before you consider any compound, Ask yourself what your body is asking for. Is it rest? Is it nourishment? Is it stress reduction? Is it muscle building? Is it blood sugar control? Precision matters. Energy is not about being busy. It is about capacity. It is about having enough internal resources to handle your responsibilities and still have something left for yourself. If you are navigating midlife changes, know that fatigue is common, but it is not something you simply have to accept. There are biological levers that can be pulled. There are pathways that can be supported. Peptides are part of a broader conversation about longevity and performance. They are signals. They communicate with your physiology. When used responsibly and strategically, they may help restore the systems that drive energy production. But never forget that your body is intelligent. It responds to consistency. It responds to rhythm. It responds to sleep and nourishment and movement. Use tools wisely. Respect your biology. Stay curious about what is possible when you support your cells rather than fight them. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always consult a qualified healthcare professional before making changes to your health regimen. Thanks for listening, keep learning, and stay curious.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.